Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Ten City Radio.
Could be.
Yeah. That would be a
see, just like they had Jordan, you know, this year, see, they got Kevin Durant, man. That dude's a beast. And LeBron's supposed to be playing on that team, too. It'd be a good game, man. It'd be a hell of a game. That's something David Stern needs to think about. That'd be a hell of a game.
Wait a minute, you talking about them playing right now?
No, of course not right now.
Oh, you talking about on a 2K Thursday?
They can put that together.
Yeah,
you
probably
have to do a lot of shit to unlock all those dudes, man. All them old timers.
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, you saying it like you know for games finna happen. Like they finna leave that Staples Center and go for it.
Nah, Kobe's just comparing his team to that team, and he's saying that his team could beat that team.
All right, well, I mean, shit. He's supposed to say they couldn't. I'll say it too. Hell yeah, we could beat them.
You're not beating that first dream team. I don't care who you got on your squad.
I don't care if we can't. I'm just saying. I'm not going to say we can't. I'm not going to get on TV and say we can't do nothing.
Nah, it's not going to happen.
Nah, it's not. Hell, they'll never play each other.
Well, yeah, I know that.
So that's just one of those topics that's going to go down in history is what if.
Well, nobody could beat that team, man.
I mean, you say that, but some people might feel that they could.
I don't know. I know they shouldn't have left Reggie Miller off that team.
I shouldn't have left Isaiah Thomas off that team either.
Well, that's because of Jordan.
Right, so.
Reggie should have been on that team.
Isaiah Thomas should have been too.
Who was their point guard? Stockton was on that team. I don't know, man. Isaiah versus Stockton, I think I'd go with. Oh, that's a tough matchup.
Whatever.
I mean, who would you draft first?
I'm picking Isaiah. I'm picking Zeke. Motherfucker that done won two championships.
Well, yeah, he won two championships, but all man, around, just straight pure point guard.
We're not even finna go there today. That's something. That's
you gotta be Stockton, man.
Well, maybe. All right. Janine, what's happening?
Hello.
What's going on?
What's going on, Janine?
Man, you gonna finish this at another time, man.
Hey, Stockton's bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, whatever. What's going on, baby?
Not so much.
All right, man. I gotta tell you, I'm in pain. I did something, and I'm hurt.
Okay. What'd you do?
I'm not talking to you.
Well, you said, man. I'm pretty sure you
didn't
want to think you were talking. Yes, you did.
I said baby.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Ain't no way in hell I'm going to. I said baby. He going to talk about what you do.
Well, sounds like you said man to me.
Green is. All right, Janine. Pull the groin muscle. But what if I had that urge? Am I supposed to just stop? For what?
What if you have what urge?
What urge you think?
Yeah, you're supposed to stop, I guess. Unless you know how to do it real slow.
Don't nobody know how to. Don't nobody know how to do it like that. I mean, it's the difference between just, you know what I'm saying. It'll be just my luck. You'd be like, I want it rough.
Have it rough all the time. I'm sure.
Sure.
You can do it slow.
I mean, but I'm fair. I mean, but if I'm feeling all this pain, What you gonna do to help me out?
Don't do it.
What?
Well, don't do it. I'm saying
what?
Don't do it. I know how to caress my man and to make him feel better. Yeah, if I have to suck on the groin muscle itself, that's what I would do.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. That's what
yeah,
I'm talking about. I mean, you talking about what? What's wrong? I don't want to hear your comment, nigga. That's what I want to hear. She said, suck on the groin muscle.
That
would be a hell of a massage.
All right, I'm finna limp my way right to her house right now. I will be limping. Okay, no, but all right, Janine, check this out. Yesterday's conversation, we kind of got off, and well, I didn't kind of get off. You horny motherfuckers did. Y'all took the whole conversation to a whole nother point when I was like fucking in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
So now, since everybody was so adamant about fucking in the workplace, can I come to the job and get some?
Of course.
So okay, all right.
Well,
so if you're in the office, what are you gonna do? Lock the office door?
What?
Lock on the door.
It's a
got
lock on the door.
I got a bath over there, and
it
got a shower and everything.
Where the hell you work at?
I ain't.
There are many things, and that door locked. Shit. And so, it's a big window, but it got a blind on it. You can just close the blind up. Oh, no.
So, in other words, what you're telling me is, like, if you could get away with it, you would definitely fuck at your job.
Of course.
Okay.
It's exciting. It's about the fact of doing something you're not supposed to be doing.
Unless you get caught. And it's something totally different.
Okay, so let me ask you, would you do it, man?
If I could get away with it, yeah. If I thought there ain't no way nobody gonna catch me, I'd try it. I ain't never done it before, but I would try it.
So if the chance was that it is a possibility you could get caught, you wouldn't do it.
No, hell no.
What is just the excitement at, man?
Fuck that. It's called payday. That's when I get excited. I mean, think about it. If you do it and you get caught, no more job, you're definitely gone right then and there. And then when payday rolled around, you sitting there thinking, man,
that's
was it really worth it?
That's not necessarily true.
If you get caught, you don't think they're gonna fire you?
So I'm gonna fucking fire you. Join in.
I just said that's not necessarily true.
Okay, give me a situation where that's not true. Give me a scenario. You saying it's not true? How do you not get fired?
I mean, unless they actually caught you in the act, that's different. But if they just trying to assume they know, they can't just fire you from assuming.
Like, no, I'm talking about the boss walked
like,
in
say
and...
You went, okay, like say you went to somebody's truck, your woman, a truck driver, you went to her truck on the job while the truck was parked in the company's parking lot, and you were supposed to be at work, and you know it got cameras everywhere in the parking lot, and they caught you going to that your woman's truck. Can they prove you had sex because you went to the truck?
No, they can't. They can't prove it on. They can't prove it like that.
Right.
But if he got you bent over in the middle of the floor, grabbing your ankles, and the boss walk in, you fired.
Different, of course. Yeah.
Fuck that, man. I'm trying. If I can get away with it, I'm going to try it.
What would you do it? Okay, let's say your office is right next to the boss office. And you, they got the hot new intern that walked in. She's been flirting with you for the last 2 weeks.
Yep.
She tell you she ain't got no panties
yep.
on.
Yep.
And the boss in the office next door.
Yep.
You'll actually try it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about you, Janine?
Of course.
You tried too.
Yep.
Y'all must have got some hella fine resumes then. Y'all gonna need them. Motherfucker, office right next door.
Even more exciting.
Right, where's this adventure at, dog?
I told you, it's payday. Payday, bro.
What do you mean tell me? Same scenario, the new hot intern and everything. You wouldn't go for it.
No. Out of my office right next to the boss and he's sitting at his desk? Hell no. She got me in there moaning and shit.
Well, you don't like to moan, motherfucker.
Exactly. Be quiet.
No, what if it's good to you, though?
You don't know how to be quiet if it's good?
Exactly. It's supposed to be good. It's exciting.
No. Come on, you got this girl. You've been dreaming about it. You ain't gonna hold that shit back. Especially if she putting in work. You ain't gonna hold that shit. It's gonna slip out.
Oh,
but you ain't never fuck with you in school, huh?
Oh my goodness.
Nah. Never.
I ain't going to school for that. I was throwing out the words.
Motherfucker, don't act like you went to school just to learn.
I did. That was my job. That's the only reason I went.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do it.
What number was you again?
I went to line two.
Exactly.
That's what school is for.
Exactly. That's what school is for.
Look here, Tama. Whatever. Look here, Tama. I knew motherfuckers that was in the class with you. It wasn't like you was no Albert Einstein, motherfucker. It wasn't like you actually went to school to learn.
Well, I mean, I wasn't the smartest dude. But, you know, I went there to learn. My mama said, you go to school to learn, so that's what I did.
Exactly. You go to school every day.
Every day. To learn. Learn something new every day at school.
I'm going to strike the shit out, y'all.
Well, you know, it's all about education, man. And the school you go to has a lot to do with that.
Mm-hmm. I know plenty of motherfuckers that fuck that horse, man.
Oh, my goodness.
But anyway, we ain't going to bring all that up. Y'all saying that y'all would do it. I wouldn't. We got a gang of people listening to the show. We need them to press one so they can chime in. I need
just
some help, people.
Right, please, because this motherfucker sitting here saying that if he had the opportunity to fuck at work, he ain't going to do it.
It's not worth my job.
I mean, but that's the whole excitement about it, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, if a motherfucker, like, if you in the storage room, a motherfucker, like, I mean, she fine in the motherfucker. She got a little sundress on, you know what I'm saying, body all, listening and shit. She been over to pick the little box up, sundress come up. She's inviting you to do it. You ain't going to do it.
Nope. Ain't going to do it, dude. Not worth my job, man. I mean, I'm going to be the only stupid one. Everybody else getting paid, I'm picking up my last check.
Nah, you're going to be the only one. Everybody else going to be coming up to unbutton their pants. Where you guys coming from? Nah, don't worry about it.
Uh-uh.
I was like, you wasn't invited to no party. Leave his ass at home. I see why
I
your brother left you
I just don't think it's worth
home.
It, man. Me personally, I just don't think it's worth it, man. Especially if you get caught, you know you're going to lose your job. I don't think it's worth it.
I'm going to tell you
my
right now.
My personal opinion.
I go in that closet, you go in that closet. That's a wrap.
Yep. And when I'm going to pick up my check, don't say shit. Don't ask me to loan you no money. Because I told you not to go in the closet. You took your dumb ass in there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm rolling to pick up my check. We work at the same place. I'm going to leave you right in the truck. Hold on, man. Let me go pick up my check.
Oh, but okay. All right, so now, what happens if I don't get caught? I don't get caught, me and you ride home. Don't be asking me to tell you how it went, neither. don't be asking how good. Don't be asking how good the pussy was. Don't say shit to me. Just, hey, man, was the pussy good? Man, don't ask me shit. She gave you the same opportunity she just gave me.
Oh, that's cool. I won't even ask.
Yeah, yes, you would.
I'll still stick to my guns. You stupid, man. I wouldn't have done that dumb shit, man. That's some dumb shit, dude.
Whatever. We got a new caller in there. Hold up. Caller, what's happening?
What up, this Waylo.
Oh, what's up, Waylo?
Hey, Waylo.
What's good? What's good?
All right, Waylo, I gotta ask you, dog. Hey, man, you at the workplace, right? Well, shit, I already know he gonna do it. Fine ass woman working with you. She wanna give you some pussy. You attracted to her, she attracted to you. She tell you, come on back here in the storage room. Do you go?
Hell yeah. Why wouldn't I? As long as that storage room got a lock on the door, yeah, we in there.
Exactly.
Father Time said it, you know, he wouldn't do it. Hold on.
Hold on, man. I'm going to save my comment. Let me bring in a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
What's up? Who is
it? It's Indigo. What's up?
Angel?
Nah, Indigo.
Indigo, like blue.
Yeah, like blue.
All right, what's up, Indigo?
Nothing much. I'm going to touch a little bit with y'all on y'all's stuff.
Okay. Motherfucker, you been digging. You been digging him, Indigo. You been digging him. He digging you. Y'all finally get this little moment in this closet or whatever. Do you go for it?
Yeah. The adrenaline rush behind it is something totally different. If I know I can do it and not get caught and my job is secure, yeah, I'll do it. No, I sure would.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what if the chance that you could get caught?
I mean, it's a 50-50 chance I could, and it's a 50-50 chance I won't.
Right, so you go for it?
I go for it.
Right, that's my girl. That's what's up.
That's it. Ain't nobody on Teen Timer, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Carla, what's happening?
Who is this?
Who is this? It's the City Radio. Who is this?
Who you think it is?
I have no clue.
Well, hold on, then. Let me put my sister on the phone. Maybe she can tell you.
Okay.
Hello?
What's going on?
That's who is this?
Wow.
This is Cass.
Huh?
I said this is Cass, Sin City Radio.
Oh, what's up?
What's going on? What's your name?
This is Romania.
Who?
Romania.
Okay.
Yes, Romania on deck all day, every day.
Okay, that's what's up. All right, Romania, let me ask you.
What's that? All
right, you at work. You feeling this dude, right? You feeling him, he feeling you. And shit, y'all want to get it in.
We don't fuck at the job, okay?
You say what now? You broke up, baby, I couldn't hear you. Well, it sounds like she said she fucking.
Yeah, I think that's what she said. I think that's what she said.
So Father Time, you the only motherfucker on here that ain't fucking.
I guess so, man.
Fuck it. Why not? I'm telling you. It might just be
blame the black guy.
This might from, you know.
I just think my paycheck is more important.
Right there between them.
Shit. What's more than what's break time? Get a paycheck and get you some cutty at work.
Right. What's better than that?
Yeah, but if you get caught, no more paycheck.
Don't get caught. Trust me.
Motherfucker, if you get caught driving without a license, you're going to jail, but you did it anyway.
Exactly.
I'm telling you, all you got to do is find you a spot where the door is locked.
Right. Shit. I'm going to fuck right next to the damn boss. I'll be right next to the boss. Excuse me, Mr. Davis. I'm about to type this memo. It'll be in about 10 minutes.
You might as well be fucking the boss.
My
fucking next
door. Well, if she looks good enough, I'm like, hey, if the boss give me a chance, I'm doing that too.
good.
Right on the desk.
Well, yeah. Put her face right on the window. Cash, you really understand your job title. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. All right, Tommy, we're gonna hook it up, dog. We're gonna hook it up we're gonna put you in a position where you're gonna have to fuck her. You're gonna have to.
She gonna let me move in once I lose my crib. It's all good.
God,
okay,
damn.
So what if she's supposed to at the end of the work? Was she good?
What was that? You was breaking up. I couldn't hear that question. Say it again.
I said, what if she wanted to do it at the end of the work day? Would you do it? Would that be a difference?
At the end of the work day?
At the end of the work day.
Yeah, I would do a deal, yeah. My job ain't on the line.
Yeah, it is, because you went back to that customer.
Right. Well, I mean, but what if she said she wanted to do it at work? You still got
to
be at work.
You have to do it at the workshop to get some head, some something. You're going to take that chance and do it. That's just how niggas think. You're going to take
Who's
that
co-signer back then?
Oh,
her
my
name. What's her name?
She's talking about giving head at work.
She's talking about giving head at the workplace. What's your name again, baby?
I mean, same thing. Whatever the case may be.
I'm agreeing with you. I agree with you 110%. The only person not agreeing with you is Father Time. My co-host is not. He's not agreeing with you.
They dropped out.
She put his hands down.
He lost that boost.
My dad on him. He gonna do it.
I bet somebody grabbed his dick. He be oh.
Hey, I'm telling you, my night at Pizza Hut with all those females was very interesting.
Right here. We got a close up too? Shit, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Like I told you, I'm gonna be making
them all going in the office with the lights off. That deep freezer, the storage shed.
You know, thanks to you, I'll never buy Pizza Hut again. I'll never buy another motherfucking piece of Pizza Hut again.
Hey, only if you knew. I can tell you some shit about Pizza Hut.
Hey, man. Okay. I don't even want to know, White Lowe.
Look at the cheese the same.
Right. There you go. Hey, what were we calling last night? Watermelon.
I guess the word for the night is pizza.
Ah, hell yeah. Ah,
that's
damn.
That's kind of messed up, man.
What's kind of messed up?
I want a pizza all the time, man. I actually like
that
pizza.
That happens everywhere.
I mean, they fucking at every job.
Everywhere.
But girl, they fucking at they even fucking at your job, believe it or not. You wasn't, but they was.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't doing it.
Oh,
but
no,
see, the only thing, I wouldn't do it where you prepare no food at. That's the only thing. I mean, I wouldn't be in there on a cut table where you cut the pieces with ass prints all over the cut board, you know what I mean?
Oh, nah. I got to tell you, though, when I worked for the housing authority, oh, shit. God damn.
I bet it was.
Man, we ain't go to work at 10 o'clock. We supposed to get that. We got that at 8. Motherfucker didn't start working until 10 o'clock. Motherfucker got the fuck. You can do everything else. Dude. I honed in all my skills at that job. Yeah. Time motherfucker got home. Hey, baby, I just want to go to bed. All day.
Yeah, it looks like you've been fucking. Come on, sweat it out. Durag, sweat it out.
Oh, man.
Sweat it out.
Right. I mean, shit.
Smell like pussy and pizza.
That's the anchovies, baby. That's the anchovies. I promise it's the anchovies.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
all right, dog. So, wait a minute. Time up. Now, remember when we were working back at IFI?
Yeah.
Now, we didn't have no women there. But now, if there was a woman there, you would have took her upstairs in that locker room. If you could have, I mean, if Mike Lopez was down on the floor.
Shit, he was always in the office, man. All that Johnny did, that motherfucker was always in the office. He never left the office.
He left every blue moon.
I took ass right in the billiard room.
See? But now you saying you wouldn't fuck at work.
Well, then, but I know I can get away with it because you never saw that motherfucker till the end of the day. Well, he over there fucking with Glenn and Fitness. He never came to the glue room.
He came in 9 then.
I don't ever remember seeing his ass doing them.
You wasn't never in that motherfucker. I was.
Oh, well, I started off in there. I was in there a couple times. Hey, you remember? Oh, man, I can't remember that motherfucker's name, man. But they had him and Renell in there together. He was just as short as Renell, and they was trying to stack them motherfuckers.
Oh, Biggie Smalls. And they couldn't get him up there. Yeah, I remember that shit.
Oh, that shit was crazy as hell. That shit was funny to me. Watching them two motherfuckers try to stack them high-ass bullets.
Okay, man.
Crying.
Let's get back to the
talk.
Don't
about
nobody
this.
Know what we're talking about. I'm shit.
Let's talk about this. I want to talk about jealousy. When does jealousy set in? Let's say you at the club. You and your girl. Y'all at the club. And you notice this motherfucker staring. He ain't saying nothing to her. He just staring. You get jealous over that, or do you take that as a compliment?
Wait a minute. Who the fuck is he staring at?
He's staring at your woman.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say, hell no, I don't think that's no compliment.
No, he's staring at your girl. He ain't saying nothing to her. But, you know, he's staring at her the same way you stare at other girls.
Hey.
I want a piece of that ass.
I mean,
but
hell.
Do you take it as a compliment, though? Do you take it as a compliment, or do you get upset?
My focus ain't on him. My focus on how she looking. Is she looking back at him the same way?
Nah.
She ain't noticed nothing.
But you call him.
I'm good.
You don't say nothing?
No, shit.
Look
at him like 9999. Look what I'm fucking. Ha, 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 ha. They got some fucking with him.
What about you, Waylo?
Grab a handful of ass and look at him and smile.
What about you, Waylo? You say something to dude, or you take that as a compliment?
No, I don't say nothing to him. Only time I say something to motherfuckers is when he put her hands on. Because,
right.
You know, these motherfuckers nowadays, they bold as fuck.
Yeah.
We was at South Lake and fucking some store. This motherfucker ran up there and grabbed her hand and said, "What's up, baby?" I mean, holding her hand and shit.
my nigga, you crazy.
What happened to me?
Kicked out of South Lake Mall.
That happened to me. My guy walked to the bar to get a drink. That dude came out of nowhere. Like, is that your dude you with? Don't you see me with this motherfucker?
Yeah, I got my arm around him.
That's just rude.
Hand full of ass, and you gonna ask me, is this my woman? Are you crazy?
Janine, did you tell your dude that motherfucker rolled up on you like that?
He's saying it. He see every damn thing. Shit.
See, now with that, like, if you seen us sitting there all night, and you waited till I walked away, and hey, that's your... Come on now, bro. You being disrespectful, man. Now you being disrespectful.
But you know, it's a difference. It's a difference when a nigga just take a look and he be like, damn, she got a fat ass.
Yeah.
And then you go about your business. But then if you still like, damn, she got a fat ass. Hey, bitch, you fucking, hey, let me suck for them titties. Hey.
But then we weren't in a regular club either. We was in a strip club. So, I don't know. You know, men usually look at women when they're in a strip club. Like, oh, she must be
that. In a strip club, niggas are already horny, so.
Yeah.
Every dude in that club, dick hard. And that's all they're thinking about.
Well, hell, I'm like that at the laundromat. Grocery store, shit. Yeah.
Good morning, nighttime, evening, breakfast time, dinner time.
Okay, but you know that was a good question. Now my ass indigo. All right, say it's the same scenario, but vice versa. Woman, she checking out your man, but he don't notice. Do you say something?
Probably not. I'm bad if I say anything. If she's checking him out, as long as she ain't touching me, he ain't paying her ass no attention, no, I wouldn't say nothing.
Okay. Janine? I see Janine now. You want to fuck him?
How she look, baby? You
want to
fuck her?
I already knew where that was going. You know we're back.
Does anybody on the show right now, can you say that you're a jealous person?
What, other than you?
Yeah, other than me. I mean, everybody's jealous at one point.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to ever say that I've never been jealous, and I ain't going to, you know, but I don't think it's to that point, man. To that point where it's like I'm gonna start a fight and an argument finna ensue and this, that, and the other. I mean, no, it ain't worth it. I mean, a lot of times, I mean, you really can't control what motherfuckers say. I mean, you can control what a motherfucker do because he put his hands on us, and that's something different. But you can't control the way a motherfucker look and all that shit.
When they go too far.
Right. Now, when you go too far, then, and you know, and to me, that's not even being jealous. That means this motherfucker was disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
So now, let me ask you, man. Okay, you asked everybody else. Motherfucker staring at your woman, you got a problem with that?
No, I take it as a compliment. I would take it as a compliment. Now, she's staring back. That's different.
Well, I mean, that's anybody. But then, who you gonna say something to if they staring at each other?
I'm gonna say something to her. You three stooges, they ass, and smack the shit out of both of them at the same time.
See, way low that motherfucker. Every night I gotta fight to prove my love.
You a violent dude, man.
There's nothing wrong with looking. Why is it so wrong when we look, but y'all can look? Women got their ass.
I mean, if y'all
lock
eyes, lovely dummy.
They want y'all to look.
Y'all sitting there eye fucking each other.
We ain't.
Come on now.
Both
of y'all that magically appear naked to each other.
Right.
I got both of y'all the common sense.
Hell yeah.
You're the dog, motherfucker! Straight three stooges.
It's too much. Y'all look all the time.
Women do too, though.
God.
And I just said there ain't nothing wrong with just look and keep going about your business. But if you look and just keep looking and keep looking and keep looking and keep looking, then, yeah, that's a problem.
I agree.
I agree with that.
I agree 100% with that.
All right,
but see, women, y'all think y'all slick anyway. We know y'all be looking at motherfuckers. Dudes are stupid. We'll turn our head right in front of our woman. Damn. We don't think about it at first.
Hey, but no,
but
I ain't there.
Mine would say the same thing that I would say. Like, ain't she packing? I was like, yeah, she sure is. Like, come on, that's enough.
Sorry, I was distracted by that fine motherfucker right there.
Sometimes we get caught off guard, too. It ain't just a guy, but we see a fine motherfucker and shit.
I know, man. I can walk down the street turning heads like a motherfucker, like, damn.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, man. I remember back when we was at the Savoy. Remember back in the day?
Yeah.
Now, I was in there with my baby mama. And, you know, remember they used to have the strippers. And me and her were just talking, you know, like, you know, blah, skippy, woo-woo. That motherfucker whipped off that motherfucking G-string or whatever. That bitch was like, God damn. Man.
Y'all, put the clothes on top.
I mean, we was having the same conversation. I'm like, yeah, because, I mean, I'm just saying. She like, but baby, I was saying, God damn. I had to turn around and look at what the fuck she was looking at. Whoa, God damn. Hello. Normally, you like, oh, bitch, you going to disrespect me like that? I turned around and looked at this motherfucker. I had to say, God damn. That nigga finna kill a bitch. He finna kill a bitch tonight. I'm saying, damn. I even had to say, God damn, when I look back, like, oh, what the fuck? Wait a minute. Hey, nigga, I had to double take. Wait a minute, is that real? That motherfucker? Where did he come from? You're going to sit your ass way over there. Don't even get close to the motherfucker. I turned around, man. That motherfucker was right there on the front of the motherfucking floor. Mesmerized. But, hey. even the baddest motherfucker, hey, and, you know, she took the chance of me slapping the shit out of her, but that motherfucker, hey, I guess she said, shit, fuck that, this motherfucker, got one. Hey, that was some fucked up shit.
It's funny, man, but I'm getting mad at them motherfuckers. And you come and say, God damn. God
damn. You got that on your face.
I'll be mad at the motherfucker, boy.
I mean, no, I'm saying all bullshit aside. Everybody on this show know I ain't nowhere near gay, not like that. But when I turned around seeing that, what that nigga had, my nigga, I had to turn around. Like, God damn. Some bitch gonna kill a motherfucker. I couldn't even get mad at her. I mean, some shit just blow your fucking mind. I'm just like a woman. When she see a woman with a big ass, damn, she got a big ass. You know, the average woman might not say it all the time, but some just catch you by surprise.
That one
damn so called her. Because she was... Hey, nigga, she down there almost caught a fucking beat down.
Oh, boy, I needed that good laugh, boy.
Hey, if he was my size or just a little bit bigger, oh, bitch, that ain't nothing. I got that at home. You got that at home. Bitch, you lost your mind? But, hey, this motherfucker was a messiah. That's some bitch. Hey, God damn.
Boy. What a day, what a day.
I'm just saying, no, man. But in every case, you can't get mad, man. You can't get mad.
Sure cannot.
No, not if it's, but if it's mid-sentence, man, I'm like, wait a minute, hold on now.
Hey, dog, it was mid-sentence, dog. We was in a deep conversation. We down there about, shit, we was on the verge of breaking up. I mean, tears was in our eyes and everything. That bitch, all tears stopped. That nigga pulled that G-string off. God damn.
What do you want me to take the uncle?
God damn. This nigga dick just to fuck my life up. This nigga dick. Hey. I was waiting to hear her answer. Is it over, baby, or what? No, I really... God damn! What, huh? All right, this nigga got a fucking anaconda hanging off of him. Man, fuck, it is, but I'll say you can't get mad at every conversation, man. Some things is just... It is what it is, dog. You can't get mad at it. Can't get mad at every conversation, dog.
But what if every time your girl goes somewhere, somebody's trying to talk to her?
You know, you got a bad bitch with you.
You got a bad bitch.
As long as she ain't talking about
no
motherfuckers.
So as long as she ain't taking no numbers or nothing like that.
I mean, you can't stop it. I mean, you can't stop who a motherfucker try to talk to. Hell, I'd rather have a motherfucker that motherfucker's trying to talk to than motherfucker don't nobody want to talk to. Oh, that's your bitch?
What?
Yeah.
Okay, when you go out, you look at the flow, goddammit.
Right.
We can get that later, baby.
Like, God damn, that's so bitch, huh? Okay. Damn, nigga, what happened with you and your other baby mama again? Why you leave her? I'm saying that I got a bitch with don't nobody want to talk to. Everybody like, yeah, well, you ain't got to worry about nobody talking to her. I'm fucked up.
Hey, she look like Frankenstein.
Right. Shit. I get mad. Damn, not one nigga try to talk to you in the club, huh?
No.
Hey, they
got after you, daddy.
Right. They couldn't handle this good shit. They motherfuckers talking about good God. Look at this ugly bitch here. Then you walk in the club with her.
Oh, my.
Hey, why is the and let me ask you, why do the ugly bitch always want to fuck up the shit with you and your man?
Because she ugly and she ain't got no man.
No, she might have one. But she then she talk most shit to her man, knowing that if this motherfucker leaves, she can't get nobody else for the night.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Dude, you ain't never been in a situation where, you and your girl... And her girl and her dude together, but you looking like, man. You be like, damn, that's an ugly ass bitch. What he see in her? But she steady trying to play him off? Because she trying to fuck another motherfucker, and that motherfucker ain't even thinking about her?
I've seen that, man.
Girl, I wish this motherfucker leave me alone. I'm trying to get with dude over there. That dude keeps running from you every motherfucker time you get close to him.
I don't know. I guess that's what you call a lot of confidence.
No, sometimes you can just have overconfidence, and that's the case. That's one of the cases right there.
Well, she probably don't think she ugly. She probably thinks she a fine motherfucker.
No, she don't. She knows she ugly.
No, she knew she was ugly when she woke up in the morning. So,
right.
Else keeps. I don't know. It's just like when you see a chick or a dude with somebody like 600 pounds, like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, what happened here? That's all about the money.
Yeah, all the food.
And she paying me, so. But he paying me.
Them motherfuckers be lying too. Hold up, we got a new caller. Yo, what's happening, caller?
What's good, bro?
Shit, what's happening? Who's this?
CJ Brown.
Who?
CJ Brown, bro.
CJ Brown?
CJ Brown.
All right, DJ Brown, what's happening?
Shoot, nothing. Just listening to your radio station, cracking up on half the things I talk about.
You say what now?
So listening to your radio station, cracking up on everything y'all talking about, bro. All
right, man. I'm just saying, man, we just trying to speak the truth, bro. I mean, I know you've been in a situation, dog. Holler at me.
Man, hold on. Let me think real hard, though, because it was so funny that, like, you can't be chilling with somebody, though, and you looking at their female like, yeah, what is you really seeing to this chick? She, like, nagging him on, but, you know, what is you seeing if he ain't doing nothing for you? You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Now, you got the ugliest bitch in the club. And then first thing you holler is, oh man, that bitch getting me paid. Oh, she ain't prostituting because she ain't winning. You ain't getting no money out this bitch. How'd you get money?
Nothing.
But then them the ones that talk most shit though.
Hell yeah.
Hey, I'm just saying, dog. I'm just saying.
Don't worry, I'm in the same situation.
You know what, man? And there's been many a times I done got dogged by the ugly girl. Right, you can take your punk ass on. What? Really? I mean, seriously. Nah. I mean, have you ever tried to be nice and play wingman for a person? For your boy?
Oh, hell yeah.
You try to play wingman, and this bitch got the attitude. She ugly as fuck. Ugly than a motherfucker. You know what? I wish I had enough guts as women. Because, see, a woman would be like, no, I'm not fucking with him. In his face. I'm not fucking with this ugly motherfucker. You be sitting there like, did this bitch just call me ugly?
Right. Hey, it's easier for a female than it is a male, though.
Yeah, because we try to be nice.
Yeah.
We try to help our boy out. All right, dog. Then you'd be like, hey, baby, you'd be like, hey, sweetheart, how you doing? Look, I'm not even into you like that, and you know, I'm just here with my girl. I just want to sit here with my drink. Bitch, you better sit here with that drink, because ain't nobody else buying your ugly ass another one.
Damn, man.
Oh, shit, man.
I'm just saying, dog.
Sound like
come
you
on,
speaking
man.
From experience.
Yeah, motherfucker, I'm speaking from you. I'm speaking about you. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I don't like to hurt men,
fellas.
I don't do that.
Well,
whatever. But most females like to, though. That's what their energy is charged off of, though.
I think that's
hold on. This motherfucker talking about I'm speaking from experience. Remember that ugly motherfucker you hooked me up with?
Oh, my
God. Nope.
Nah, what's your girl name? And the bitch wound up telling on you. That ugly bitch.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That was a messed up situation.
He
wasn't ugly, though.
Shit, that fat bitch was ugly. Fat bubble out ass. That bitch looked like her brother, literally. Her and her brother looked like they both looked like they could be twins. Identical twins. They both looked like two big fat bubble eyed motherfuckers.
She wasn't that bad.
Yeah, she was. Whenever you
could lane.
Dude, whenever you could stand next to your motherfucking brother, and don't either one. Damn, twin boys, huh? That bitch is ugly.
She wasn't that bad, man.
Yeah, she was.
I appreciate
you,
though.
She didn't. She wasn't ugly to you because you didn't have to fuck with her. Nah,
I appreciate it, man.
Why don't you just holler at her? But no, the bitch kept getting smart with me. You a little bit too skinny for me. I don't like dark skin. Bitch, you should take whatever you can get.
free of charge.
I said I appreciate it.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Maybe he
doesn't
want
to fight. Come on, man. Look, I'm not trying to sound the most handsome.
To take everybody, anybody.
Look, I'm
everybody
not trying to sound the most handsome motherfucker in the world, but that, no, bitches like that should not have a preference. Bitches like that should take what they can get. That bitch did not need a preference.
Well, you should have bought her that chicken from Lee's Chicken House. That's where we went.
Yeah, then the bitch go, nah, then got attitude. You done dogged me out. Oh, you ain't gonna buy me nothing? Hell no, bitch. I wish I would buy your fat ass something to eat.
A cookie.
Yeah.
You bought us some chicken, man. The night probably would have ended different.
I didn't want the
you
night to end no
KFC
different.
Special.
Hell no, shit. We was going to Lee's Chicken Shack. We went to Lee's Chicken Shack.
Right on Broadway.
If you if you ever been in Gary back in the day, you know exactly what I'm talking about. 23rd Broadway.
That's chicken in the city.
Bitch gonna look at me talking about I want a 5-piece wing and extra sauce. This motherfucker looking at me, doggone about that shit. The hell no, I'm not buying shit. I'll walk home. I will walk home before I buy this bitch.
Should have went to a gas station. Should have went to one of the gas station ticket spots.
Man. Nah, I didn't know the gas station sell chicken back then. It was just Lee's Chicken Shack. It's like 1, 2 in the morning. This motherfucker. And Father Time ain't shit. He just sitting there looking at me. So I'm going to buy the chicken. Nah, you want this bitch to eat you by the chicken. I'm not buying shit. Dude, I swear to God, I was going to sit right there and eat my chicken in front of her fat ass.
Mm.
Just been chewing on that shit like, goddamn, this is the best chicken I ever tasted.
Can I have a piece?
Hell no. Oh, bitch, no, my brother, you should have bought your own.
Thank you, I left my wallet.
Well, dog, your fat ass is going to have to jog back and go get it. I'm not fucking with that, bitch.
Ooh,
but now, you know what?
That wasn't a good night anyway. That night,
the whole night would have went different had our attitude been better.
This is what he does. Like, some
nights. Well, that whole night was fucked up, so it don't matter.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me ask you something, dog. Not to get off the subject. I mean, or not to go fast, but did you try to fuck her?
Who? The friend?
Yeah.
No.
But
then she one that was in the back seat. You talking about the one that was in the back seat with you?
Yeah. Then she go back to her. Did you try to fuck her?
No. That was the other one. That was one in the front seat.
Oh.
She got all this shit started. Yeah, I think I was set up.
You were set up.
I was set up like motherfucker. They
this
playing that shit.
Wait a minute. So wait a minute. Let me get this right. She got in the car. You asked for some pussy. She went back and told your girl that you asked for some pussy, but they set you up.
Yeah, you see, by the time we got back to the chicken house, she was there. What's she doing there?
Okay,
think
but
about
that, I understand that part, but I don't think nobody made you ask for no pussy. Nobody made you ask for no pussy. You asked for that pussy on your own.
Well, I denied it anyway, so fuck it. I didn't ask her for shit. I just gave her a ride to the. She asked me for a ride to the chicken house, so I just gave her a ride to the chicken house. That was it.
No, I heard you asked for that pussy. You asked for it.
I deny it. I plead the fifth.
Maybe if you
were so
aggressive about
that woman for sexual relations.
Well, maybe if you
come on, Clinton. You got some head. Come on now. Come on, Clinton. We know you got some.
I didn't set you up, man.
Why was she even there?
She wasn't supposed to be there.
I understand that part, dog, but why did you ask for the pussy? Nobody told you. So she was like, hey, girl, get in the car. He going to ask for some pussy. No,
I don't know, man.
Nah,
I mean, I don't even know how it came up to that. I don't even know how it got that far.
Oh, I know how it got that far. You had money in your pockets. You had your new car. You were just feeling your little swag a little bit too hard. Oh, I can fuck any bitch in this motherfucker. I pull up in a Lincoln. It's a wrap. Oh, your swag was on 12, dog. I remember very perfectly.
I was set up.
Yes, the story you sticking to it, huh?
That's I was set up. They set me up. They set me up. That's what happened.
Alright, man. Alright. They set you up.
See, if you would have talked to a friend,
fuck,
I went
friend.
That way.
Fuck that fat bitch to this day.
She was not that big, man.
How the fuck she look like her brother, man? Her brother weighed 400. She looked just like his...
Big.
Dude, she looked... Did she did not have them bubble eyes and that fat ass head like her brother. You put
she's
a hat
saving
on
her
that,
brother, but
she, you put a hat on that bitch, they was twins.
Fuck it. It was a fucked up night, fuck it.
Good.
Man, I try to forget.
Get drunk. Thanks to
I
you.
Got set up.
Thanks to you. All I had to do was sit my black ass in the house like I should've.
Hey, man, I said I appreciate it, man.
And what, I mean, dog, you...
One for the team.
Now that I think about it, you never, I mean, you never really came through for me, man.
Motherfucker, I was the cameraman, motherfucker. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, yeah. Well, I set that up. You didn't set that up. I did.
Motherfucker, who'd you call talking about I need a cameraman?
But that was still messed up. He didn't get to do nothing.
Look, that
right,
was...
Junior, you remember that conversation, don't you?
Yeah.
It was totally different in the car, but when we got there, we selfish ass, don't ever want to share this motherfucker talking about, oh, no. She said, no,
no
man.
No,
but
I didn't.
But you can still record us.
No, I did not. Now, come on. Now, you really think he would have actually recorded us if that was the case? I went first. He was recording. When I finished, shit, she was like, she was tired.
I shot the bust ass in the head with that camera.
Bitch, you gonna give me
that goddamn tired.
I mean, come on, man. Who sits there with a goddamn video camera and watching two other motherfuckers fuck? And I ain't gonna get horny. Oh, I'm tired. What?
What?
I'm
gonna wake up.
Get your ass up.
Time to wake up. How you doing? 5 minutes later. Nah, man.
I'm
look,
tired.
That wasn't my fault though. I mean, shit, nigga. I mean, hey, we was getting in. I called. Hey, did I not? I left the door wide open. I called you in there. She was like,
yeah,
one at a time. She's like, one at a time. I ain't fucking two of y'all. I'm fucking one at a time. Okay, well, I can't say, well, damn, now, nigga, go put your dick in her mouth anyway. No, she said one at a time.
You heard why you had to go first?
Said it was my plan.
My place, my bed, my camera, motherfucker, what you think?
Yeah.
All mine, so mine first.
I was sharing, though. I was like, hey, there you go. hey,
verse
hey, y'all.
Number two.
Hey, I swear, the look on that motherfucker face when she said no.
Damn.
That motherfucker wanted to kill her. He was like, what?
I was hot, boy.
Hey,
I'm still holding the camera all steady and shit.
Hey.
Pants sweating, ready.
Yeah, oh. Right. Hey y'all, and hey, I gotta tell y'all, he got some great footage. I mean, he was one of the best cameramen I ever seen. I'm like, what the motherfucker know what he's doing? He got a career in this. If he ever look at me, if he really look into it, man, we walking out the door, them niggas stop. He stopped and looked at her like, bitch, I'd have bust your motherfucking phone.
You still got that tape, man?
Nah, I have no idea. Do you still got it?
No, I ain't got it.
I don't know, man. I don't know where that tape went.
Yeah, but see, fucking with you, and them hoes out there. What about the time when old girl's boyfriend came home?
Oh, what a boyfriend.
You remember that?
And then you fucked her friend in the shower or something?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you said you didn't want the friend.
No, I was good.
All right, well, so that one wasn't my fault. You said you didn't want her.
I think this was a different time, though, man.
You talking about dude with the afro?
I can't remember.
Light skinned dude with the afro, right? We was on the east side.
I can't remember where we was at. Man. It was so many of them. So many different times, some bullshit jumped off fucking with you.
Fucking with me. Come on, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on, man. It wasn't fucking
all
with
good,
you.
Man. We've been friends a long time, dog.
We had some fun, man.
Yeah, that's true.
But at least I know I
can. When it came to females.
When it came to females, we still had fun, bro.
Yeah,
I did.
But you know.
No, see, man, hold up. We got to let this audience know. See, the difference between me and him at that point in time is that he's just... The father time y'all get now is the father time that it was back then. He wanted a wife back then. You couldn't be in a game like that and want a wife. You just couldn't do it.
Well, see, it wasn't a game, though. And besides, man, you weren't exactly the sharing, caring type of friend.
Oh, I wasn't?
I mean, you shared the one time with the cameraman, but... Technically, that wasn't even sharing because I ain't do shit. So I can't really consider that a sharing time.
I mean, okay, and you really was a sharing guy. At least I would try to bring another person with. Other than that big-ass booger bag you brought, that one night shit, you ain't gonna bring nobody neither now.
Well, yeah, that's true. But I'm selfish. I've always been selfish.
Exactly. See, that's my whole thing. It was like you had old girl in the bathroom that time when whatchamacallit was talking to you. We were talking about it. He said you had old girl in the bathroom for 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
One of them 2 hours.
Hey. I'm just going by what he said. He said you had in there 2 hours telling them that, you know, you better than this. You ain't got to be doing this. What the fuck you mean? You stopping everybody else's progress. You ain't got to be doing this.
You shouldn't let me go first.
This is it.
I was trying to help you out. How you going to say?
There you go. You see that? That's the stinginess in it. That's the stinginess in it. Now, the motherfucker, now y'all see why I never let him go first. See, that was shit. I wasn't stupid. I know how he get down. He want to go in there. He don't want to go in there. And this was the God honest truth. He didn't want to go in there and say, well, let me go on and hit it and get up out of there. He want to go in there. He want to play slow songs. Then he want to talk about what school you went to.
In the bathroom?
You know, yeah. Well, you know, I went to Horse Mann. And I graduated class of.
God,
man, would you get the fuck up out of there? Come on, do what the fuck you
got to
do. Come on up out of there.
Man, look, don't get mad, man, because I wasn't that dog type motherfucker y'all was, man. I mean, you shouldn't know what it was.
Wait a minute,
that's
dog.
Just not in me.
Okay, I see if we was trying to run a game on her, but if she knew what it was, she down for it. Huh? Well, fuck it. Hey, let's go. Do what you got to do and get the fuck out of there. Go on, but hurry up for the next man.
No, man, I'm trying to help her, man. I'm trying to build up her confidence, dude.
But yeah, see, you're still trying to fuck her. You just won't be the only one to fuck her that night.
Could be.
You know, could be, motherfucker. See, all right, that's Janine. Janine, is this the same motherfucker you were taking up for now?
What that supposed to mean?
This is the same motherfucker you was taking out for just a second ago.
Mm-hmm.
All right, one more man. Wait, Lo, you still on here?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Waylo, come on now. You been listening, man?
Yeah, I heard bits and pieces.
All right, now, I mean, come on. Who the stingy motherfucker? Be out here.
What you say?
I said, who the stingy motherfucker? Me or Father Time?
Oh, that'll be Father Time.
Thank you.
Wow.
You don't like to share nothing. And he already talked about shooting somebody the other day for trying to share his shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we tell him, come on, let's just lay down and talk about it.
Fuck all y'all.
I'm just saying, dog, you kind of, you more selfish than me.
I don't think so.
Dude, now look, in all honesty, If a girl told me, well, I'm feeling Father Time, I would tell you. You, on the other hand, what the fuck do you like with that motherfucker?
I ain't never did that shit, man.
I'm just saying, I don't know. Yeah, I'll tell him, but you do know he got four kids, right? What?
No, I don't do that shit, man. I just say you got two different baby mamas. You don't want to fuck with you.
What? Okay, see, what kind of shit is that?
But you ain't got six kids.
You ain't. Well, why you lying to him? Tell him I got six kids.
I don't know.
Nah. There's only one person that I can honestly say that I've probably done wrong. And I apologize to him time after time.
Who is that?
That would be Wick. Wick is the only person I can honestly say I did wrong.
What'd you do?
Nah, I'd rather not. Huh?
Which kind?
I'm not. I only fuck Wick over once. Yeah, especially as far as females, I only fuck him over once.
Well, inquiry minds want to know now. You brought it up. Everybody quiet waiting for you to say something.
Nah, if he was on here and he wanted to indulge it, I would say it. But if he's not, I mean, if he ever on here and y'all ask him and he chooses to tell y'all, then, hey, so be it. I ain't that dirty, man. God damn, you ain't shit. You see what type of motherfucker you are? Tell his business. Tell his business.
Nigga, you bullshitting.
I'm just saying. I ain't never fucked you over, though, when it came to no female.
I don't know. The camera chick, you probably told her to say you tired. I thought you whispered some shit in her ear. I got the shit on tape. I don't know what it was. Now she tired.
I mean, but dude, you truly gifted at that camera work, man.
I started to drop a Macho Man elbow on her ass. Right on her back.
I mean, he was getting the money shots and everything. I mean, I was like, God damn, what's good?
Martin Scorsese, man.
Hey, that's...
Oh, my goodness.
All right,
Martin
Jadane.
Scorsese, baby.
All right, Jadane, which one of us is the selfish one?
Hey, baby. How you doing, baby?
Of course, it's you, Father Time. And you know what? I ain't even going to say that's considered selfishness. You was looking for something you weren't going to find in those females. You just wasn't.
But we already warned them about it. We had already told them that these bitches ain't about the right.
You weren't going to find what you was looking for in there.
I mean, hold
people
on.
People can't change until they want to change.
There you can. There you have it. Is this my man Big on the line? Big. Oh, no, that ain't Big. I thought that was my man Big. Oh, who got here 219?
Sean.
This who?
Sean.
Hey, Sean.
What's happening, Sean?
Hey, y'all.
Hello.
What's
now
up?
Now watch Waylo join the conversation. Waylo about to get back in. You got to join the conversation now.
Yeah,
there you go.
There you go.
What the hell? What's good, Houdini?
Oh, baby, really?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Hey, Waylon ain't been on the show for a whole hour. He just, wait a minute.
No, I'm listening. My truck is noisy and shit. I'm up here traveling and shit.
Yeah,
so I'm on mute, so y'all won't say I'm interrupting the show and shit.
He said, I noticed who the hell I think it is.
How you been doing, Sean? Long time no here. What's been going on with you?
I miss y'all too. Nothing. Chilling, working.
Just ducking and dodging my mom's and shit.
Huh?
I don't know.
It sounds like he says you've been ducking and dodging his mom's.
You supposed to drop the pictures off to his mom?
Nah, it was off of Friday.
Oh, okay. I'm like, oh, okay.
Everybody went
off to
your mama.
Right, everybody got quiet like, huh? What the fuck is
your mama?
His
mama.
I mean,
just out of curiosity, Waylo, did you ever get your pictures?
Of course not.
Oh, my gosh. You know what?
I think he caught on to what we're talking about now. I think she's cool.
Yeah, she forgot. She done caught amnesia all of a sudden.
Right, well, talking about
what? Uh-huh. Yeah, she got amnesia.
Well, for all y'all that don't know, she made a bet on the Super Bowl and she lost. So she was supposed to wait on some naked pictures, but
I did.
That's
like 5 years ago.
I don't even remember that. I'm so sorry.
Oh, you must have been drunk.
I don't know. I'm gonna see pictures. I owe you some pictures.
No, I tell you what. You send them to me, and then I'll make sure you get
them. There you go. Always trying to, as soon as you send them to them, you don't need to be sending Waylo this type of stuff. You're better than that.
Okay, I got you.
I'll make sure you get them.
Waylo just going to put them in his collection of photos. You know, tell her how many pictures he got over there in that box.
Right.
I don't keep them in the box.
Oh, you don't?
No.
You keep them downloaded. You keep them in the computer?
Yes, ma'am. External hard drive, password protected.
Okay.
Videos, too.
Well, when you getting back to Gary Waylo?
Friday.
Oh shit! I'll be there Friday. We gonna sit back and watch some videos.
I'm sorry, but I'll be in Indianapolis.
Excuses.
No, seriously, I'll be in Indianapolis Saturday. I'll be in Indianapolis for a week. You in Indianapolis?
Negative.
It don't matter. It's a computer age world.
Not an
Technology is a motherfucker.
Well, he says he likes to travel. I'm sure he could come to Indianapolis. Isn't that right, Waylo? All right,
well, if you're willing to travel, then you travel to that.
All I need is the address.
I'm sorry,
but this sounds like some LaFonda type shit going on.
Oh, my goodness.
Is he really going to show up? Is she really going to show up?
Yeah,
not Waylo. I'm definitely, I will be in Nap. I'm leaving Saturday. I will be there for a week, okay? So you got a week. We got a whole week.
We'll see.
We sure will.
Snap that pussy back.
Somebody gonna do something.
Oh, yeah.
No, I've been promised a whole bunch of ass on this show, and I ain't collecting shit yet. Wrong with this shit.
Dang.
A lot of reneging going on.
Hell, boy.
I'm checking y'all ass for small claims pussy courses.
Oh, fuck.
He crazy.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
That was a lot of ass on this. Hey, look, all we can do is hook it up. We sorry that it don't be going through, man. But you know what? You know what, Waylo? Hey, Waylo, you bring your case up to us, man. We gonna hold court next week.
No, heck no. That's not gonna be about the rights.
Who you charging first, Waylo?
I'm gonna have to charge LaFonda first. LaFonda. She talked all that shit. Yeah. We gonna have double jeopardy.
We're not already picked up court. We got a double jeopardy. Yeah, we got a whole lot of contestants. You ain't got your head yet, so am I right?
Nope.
She was sentenced to give you an hour of head. Okay, so we gonna have to catch up with her and see what's going on. Why you ain't got that? Why she ain't served her sentence yet?
No, we can always call her.
We're gonna let Waylo call her first and let her know that she's being held in contempt.
You know, we gotta persecute Sean next.
Okay, Sean. Sean.
You don't have to know. I settle out of court.
We're gonna take Janina Butter to court for probable cause.
We're gonna hold them for PC.
Yeah, PC.
Sorry.
Probable cause for what? Right.
Just getting motherfuckers horny on the phone and then the motherfucker hang up.
Watermelon. That's all I gotta say. I shouldn't say nothing else but watermelon.
Ain't that a bitch. Hey, I looked at that watermelon today like I ain't eating shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll never look at watermelon the same.
Right. I was like, wait a minute. I ain't never know watermelon and pussy don't taste nothing like that. It's just like, man, every time I look at watermelon, pussy just keep popping in my head like, I am finna eat some pussy.
It can. Put the watermelon on the pussy. It tastes exactly the same.
Nah.
Okay.
See, here we go with your bullshit again.
Okay.
I'm just
going to
eat it now later.
Yeah.
I mean, no, seriously.
Yeah.
My head got popped up behind that. I don't know about you, Waylo, but my head got I literally seen a watermelon today. It was like, what?
Yeah.
You know, like, I actually thought about it this morning. Yeah, I'm like, I actually thought I'd be tasting pussy if I eat this watermelon. I have to shake my head like, yeah. Like, damn, that was just.
Because I went to go buy some water this morning at the grocery store and looked right past that goddamn seedless watermelon.
Right, wow.
It was on sale too, and I still didn't want it.
Oh my!
God damn! I don't know, man.
I don't do watermelon, so fuck some watermelon.
Well, you know, Taz, they said they were scared if you ate the watermelon, what was going to happen. They said, that's a fuck. I said, stop it, Taz. Oh, man. Well. Y'all, it's crazy. All right, y'all. Well, y'all know we're coming down to the end of the show, man, as usual. Oh, boy, y'all is crazy. All right, Sean, you wasn't here for the whole show. But let me ask you real quick, Sean, before we get off the phone. You still there, Sean?
Yeah.
All right, Sean, would you fuck at your job?
Huh?
Would you fuck at your job?
Yeah, we got the right spot.
And they... I mean, but it's 50-50 chance you might get caught, man. I mean, it
ooh, that's a that make it even better.
Well, And there you have it, Father
Time.
That
means you got that adrenaline going.
Mm-hmm. Pussy wet, running. Shit.
Heck yeah, that make it even better. No, not this.
Father Time, you got to give it a you got to fuck somebody at the job, man.
Yeah, man. As long as I'm cashing checks, I'm good.
Give me a cookie.
All right, Sean, you got any last words for us?
I don't know. I ain't really tuned in to the show early enough, so I don't know what y'all discussed. But
well, we know you're gonna fuck at your
I
job.
Do miss.
You're settling out of court.
Yes. True. And I want to know when we gonna do the settlement thing.
So send us an inbox of what you're willing to pay up, and we'll let you know. We'll let you know.
Wait a minute. Us? What's your
Well, I'm the judge. Father Time's the lawyer, so we got to know what the hell he's getting before
what?
We get way low.
Right. I'm just trying to represent my clients.
Yeah, they got to
represent
my clients.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So,
to the best of my ability.
Of course, you got to bring it in front of the judge, which is me.
Oh, heck nah, yeah. Okay, judge, I got y'all.
All right, that's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got your last words, man.
You got your last words, why not?
Well, who's your boy here? Time at Waylo 219. JustCity.Spruce.com. Talk to y'all next week.
That's what's up.
Great show. You know, I always enjoy talking with everybody. And I will talk to y'all next week.
I'm not even eating her.
Tama,
what you got for me, dog?
CNCD.Spruce.com, man. We want to thank everybody for calling the show, everybody that's on the internet. We do the damn thing. We're growing, and we're going to be the number one show in the Midwest. Watch what I tell you. We grow, man.
That's what's up. Hey, man, I'm in pain, man. I need me a personal trainer. So I'm gonna leave out with this. We're going to holler at y'all next week. Anybody know how to get your boy Kaz back in shape, hit me up. Inbox me, sincity.spruce.com. Peace.
Shut the fuck up.
Can I be your personal trainer? Let me work you out. Can I be your personal trainer? Girl, let me work you out.
Work you out.
Work you out.
Work you out like calisthenics, blasting it.
in it. Like I'm swimming, runner's high before we finish. Arch your back and stretch your thighs. I got a new exercise. Miss it with the Kama Sutra, we gon' call it flexify. Flex you like that yoga class. I'ma put it on that. Nice and slow, so don't go fast. Keep the pace, make it last. Girl, I got good cardio. You gon' see how hard I go. Start up high, then go down low.